If you'll look there with me, Luke chapter 12. I want to read several verses beginning with verse 22. Luke chapter 12 and verse 22. Let me tell you, the Word of God has a healing impact upon your life. Amen. There's power in the Word of God. There really is. I've experienced that this week. Luke chapter 12, verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought. Now that's a phrase that's used several times in this chapter. Take no thought. And in some of the newer translations it says, don't worry. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you which taketh thought, there it is again, can add to his stature one cubit? If you then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Thank God for his word. You know, now, most of you all that know me, you know that I'm kind of laid back, and I take things pretty much in stride. It takes a lot to get me stirred up. It takes a lot to get me upset. I don't throw a lot of temper tantrums, but I have to be honest with you that, and of course, that's what I always want to be, is honest with you. Sometimes, and especially lately, I've been dealing with this problem of worry, and I know none of you all deal with that. But when you read this passage of scripture, it's clear that we are commanded in the Word of God not to worry. Not to worry. Amen. And a couple of quotes. The first one, I don't know where it came from. Worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrow. It only robs today of its joy. And then Corrie Ten Boom said something almost just like it. She said, worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. And it's so true. It's so true. So I want to challenge you tonight. Whatever you might be worrying about, we're commanded in the Word of God not to worry. Don't worry about it. And there's a lot of reasons why that we shouldn't worry. But I think, let me just go through a few things here tonight. Really, when we worry, it's evidence that we are not trusting God. Right. We're trusting ourselves. We're trusting in our own strength. And we often say about things, well, God is in control. But do we really mean that? God is in control. But we worry when we are trying to be in control. We are trying to resolve it, when we're trying to work it out, when we're trying in our own strengthen. But we need to be reminded that because we are children of God, children of our Heavenly Father, that we're not in control. He's the one that's in control. And that our responsibility is to believe God and to trust God with what you're dealing with what you are worrying about it. He gives a couple of examples here when he says, don't worry, take no thought. He says, the ravens, God just takes care of the ravens. They don't have to sow. They don't have to reap. They don't have to store up in barns. God just feeds them. Amen. God just takes care of them. How much more are you better than these? And apparently they were worried about their food and worried about their clothes, whether or not they would have clothing. And he said, don't take any thought about that. And he was probably speaking outdoors in this message to that crowd that day. And very likely he was pointing over to a field of lilies when he said, consider the lilies. Look at this big field of lilies that are growing out here. And how that they grow. They don't toil, they don't spin. Yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. He's reminding us all that God is in control and that God is faithful to provide everything that we are in need of. Amen. Another interesting thing about this text is the phrase, take no thought, that I said is translated in some other versions of the Bible as don't worry. But the Greek word for that phrase there, take no thought, is a Greek word that means don't be distracted. Distractions. Amen. And really, worry is a distraction. It gets your focus off of God. It gets your focus off of the promises of God. It gets your focus off the faithfulness of God. And it gets your focus on whatever your problem is, whatever your need is, whatever your worry might be. And so we lose our focus when we allow our problems to be bigger than our God, when we allow the things that we're dealing with to control our mind, to control our thinking, and it causes us to focus on the need and on the problem and the worry rather than to focus on the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, the promise of God. Amen. So I know you're probably saying, well, what do you got to worry about? Well, everywhere you look, if you want to focus on everything around you, there's plenty to worry about. If you look at the political world, what a mess we're in. And you could worry about that. I could worry about my kids running from a Cat 5 hurricane. I could worry about my son's been in trouble. And I could go on down the list. There's plenty of things to be worried about if you want to allow that to be the focus and the controlling thing in your life. We've all got issues, do we not? We've all got things that can control our hearts and control our minds. Paul the Apostle, he had plenty of problems, did he not? Talks about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, all the things that he was dealing with. He said, I'm in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger, in thirst, in fastings, in cold, in nakedness. And besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Now the Apostle Paul could have allowed all those things that he was dealing with to become the focus of his life, and he had, then we wouldn't have the 14 books of the New Testament that we have. We wouldn't have the testimony of the Apostle Paul and the victorious life that he lived, and how that God used him mightily to establishing the church and to build the kingdom of God. None of that would be in a reality if he allowed all those problems to be the focus of his life. But instead, he just said, I just count this all as glory. I just glory in all this. I'm not going to allow all this to defeat me or to destroy me. My confidence is in the God who is in control. Amen. You know, Americans are worriers. I just kind of looked this up. There's six major things that people worry about in our country. Number one is they worry about the future. What's going to happen? Number two, they worry about the past. Things that they've done that they regret. They worry about money. They worry about their health. They worry about relationships. And number six is a big one. They worry about what other people think about them. Six major areas that Americans worry about. I just want to encourage you tonight that there is help in the presence of God. There is help in the presence of God. And if you've been dealing with this, it's a battle in your mind. And it's an attack of the enemy against your mind and against the confidence that God has given to us as believers. You know, out in the world, that's the way the world responds to their problems. That's what it says here in our text. Verse 30, for all these things do the nations do. Another word for that word nations is the pagans. This is what the worldlings do. That's how they react. For all these things that the worldlings do and the nations do, the nations of the world seek after. This is what the focus of the world is. That's why there's so much anxiety in our world today. That's why there's so much suicide in our world today. People are overcome with worry. But folks, we are children of God. We are children of God. And we have a resource. The grace of God is available to us. Amen. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're worried about, the grace of God is sufficient for that. Amen. Amen. So you can lean on the Lord. So let me give you three suggestions if you're worrying about things tonight. I'm going to give you three suggestions. Number one, take every thought, bring every thought into captivity. That's what it says. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. Now, notice that this language is the language of a battle. Because if you're battling with worry, that is a struggle that you are in. And you need to bring every thought into captivity. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. All this is all battle language. The weapons of our warfare, the strongholds of our mind, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that's competing with what you know about God. Amen. What you know about God, what you know about the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God, there is an enemy that's fighting against you, he wants to destroy your faith and your confidence in God. Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Amen. Bring it in. So you have to stop, refocus, and say, no, no. He wouldn't tell you to do this if you didn't have the ability to do it. You can bring your thought life into subjection. Amen. You can do that. We all can do that. Amen. If we don't, it dishonors the Lord. It dishonors the promise of God. It dishonors the faithfulness of God when we spend our time wasting our energy in worry. Amen. Just think about all the time and the energy that you waste worrying. And most of the things we worry about never happen. It's just the enemy has just convinced us of something that that might be ahead for us, or some difficulty or some challenge or some problem, and he convinces us it's too big for God, and he wants you to wallow in worry. That's really what he wants. Bring every thought into captivity. Amen. Number two, trust in your heavenly Father. Trust in your heavenly Father. Praise God. That's also a part of our text. If then God so clothed the grass which is in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? All these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. Praise God. Amen. I had a good dad in the natural, my physical father was a good dad. And some of you might not have had the best of fathers. I don't know what your circumstances have been. But I want you to know it doesn't matter, because you do have a faithful heavenly Father. Amen. And the nature of your heavenly Father is he wants to take care of you. That's what fathers want to do. They want to take care of their family, of their children. They want to protect them. They want to preserve them in every way that they can. That's a normal dad. Dads care about their family. They care about their children. But how much more does our heavenly Father care about us? So trust in your heavenly Father. He cares about you. Number three, pray it through until you have peace. Pray it through till you have peace about that thing that you're worrying about. So now let's get back to me. I've been coming down here the last few days. I've just had all this stuff I've been dealing with in my mind. And so I've just been coming in here to this sanctuary and just walking the floor and giving it to Jesus. Giving it to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And do you know that it's a wonderful thing to be able to give your problems to Jesus and to pray it through. Pray it through. So whatever you're worrying about, you can find a closet. You can find a prayer room. You can find a place to get alone with the Lord and pray it through. Give it to the Lord until you have peace. Amen. Praise God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, which also could be translated, don't worry about anything. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, that means everything. It means all of your worries, all of your problems, all these things that have got that are coming against your mind. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. There it is, the threefold avenue whereby that you can pray it through. The word prayer there is a word that means talk to God. Talk to God about it. Just to pour out your heart before the Lord. Just give it to the Lord. Lord, I'm in need. Lord, this is my problem. I don't want to carry this. I want to give it to you and lay it on the altar and ask you, Lord, to give me peace. Prayer just means talking to God. Supplication takes a little bit different meaning. It really means to petition God. So you come to the Lord and you talk to him like a friend. And then you petition the Lord. Lord, would you help me in these things? And help me, Lord, even more than my problem. Lord, would you give me peace in my heart. Peace in my mind. So by prayer and by supplication. And then with thanksgiving. Amen. Once you pray it through, then just have a little time of thanking God, praising God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm thanking the Lord for the peace of God. It comes to us because we bring All of our burdens, all of our worries, every need that we have, we bring it to the Lord, and we know that God is faithful. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, another verse, deals with this same subject. 1 Peter 5 and 7, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Praise God. Amen. There's not one person here tonight, if you're honest, that you could say, I never worry. But we're commanded here in the scripture by our Lord, don't worry. Don't worry. Amen. And if you feel yourself getting sucked into that, worrying about needs, problems, various things that you are dealing with, give it to the Lord. Amen. And bring all those thoughts into captivity. Don't allow those things to control your mind. Give it to the Lord. Give it to your Heavenly Father. And cast all your care upon the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's stand, everybody. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray, Lord, for any that are in this service tonight that they've been dealing with this whole problem of worrying. Lord, I just pray, God, that you would minister by your Spirit, Lord, that the grace of God would just be poured out upon our hearts here tonight. And Lord, we would be set free from this attack of the enemy against our minds. Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, and we just thank you that you're faithful. You are our Heavenly Father, and you can take care of us. No matter what it is, no matter what the problem is, no matter what our worries might be, Lord, you can take care of it, Lord, and you are a faithful God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for ministering, God, to everyone in this place tonight. Lord, and we give you glory. Could we just do that?